Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
With Kim Kardashian this morning.
Yeah, Kim, you know, she grew up with a luxurious lifestyle. And, yeah, I know. Her whole life has been
charmed
in that arena for sure. And people shouldn't be so surprised when, you know, sometimes she just seems a little out of touch with the rest of the world because she just doesn't know any different. But yesterday, Kim tweeted about how COVID-19 has impacted her birthday celebration. She said, quote,
"Oh my goodness,
I'm 40.
And yikes. Is she really 40? She is. Wow.
Yep, she turned 40.
And feeling so humbled and blessed, there is not a single day that I take for granted, especially during these times. Before COVID, I don't think any of us truly appreciated what a simple luxury it was to be able to travel and be together with family and friends in a safe environment. After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and quarantining, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time.
That must be nice.
We danced, rode bikes, swam near whales, kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more.
That sounds glorious.
I know, that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now and every day. So in moments like these,
yeah, right.
I am humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. Hashtag this is 40.
Well, good.
It looks like she had a lot of people, though. I mean, I'm friends with her on Instagram, and she posted that kind of thing. And there's like a couple pictures of the party you can see. It looks like it doesn't look like she had 10 people there. It looks like she had like 50.
Probably. So a lot of backlash online, of course. One person said, "This year has humbled most of us, too, especially the 8 million of us that slipped into poverty. Glad your birthday was fun, though."
Right.
Others said, "I can't even hug my mom, but I'm glad you got to go to your private island and do whatever you wanted. I'm really happy for you. My dad died and we couldn't have a funeral."
Ugh.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't. You know, what do you do? What do you do? Because, I mean, it's kind of
her
job
life.
To share her life.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
Right. Well, I'm happy someone's happy.
I'm, you know, happy and healthy.
Right. What else do we have here this morning? Chris Hemsworth. Let's talk about Chris Hemsworth here for a second. If he wanted to keep 2020 from sucking, he probably should have done this 7 months ago. But better late than never, I guess. Chris Hemsworth has launched a new series of comedic videos on his health and fitness app, which is called Center, C-E-N-T-R. The series is called Affirmations That Positively, Absolutely, Probably, Most Likely Won't Make Your 2020 Worse.
Hmm.
Now, in the videos, Chris is trying to meditate and relax, but something always goes wrong. Worth checking out.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here, though, and we have more to come. Jon Stewart is coming back and a big Hollywood engagement.
Restrictions aimed at stopping a surge in coronavirus cases. Gyms and fitness centers are under orders to shut down for 30 minutes every hour for a deep cleaning.
The only person who's going to get in shape is the janitor.
Pizza chain Papa John's has announced that it'll begin offering a new cheeseburger pizza, which will feature a huge portion of seasoned beef, melty cheese, zesty pickles, and signature burger sauce. That story again. Papa John is back, and he is wasted.
Four Locos coming out with new bottled drinks called Pregame.
What?
It's perfect for when you want to pass out before leaving the house. To buy a bottle, you have to show your ID and give an emergency contact.
Wildlife officials in Florida announced last week that a rare two-headed snake was discovered after a cat dragged it into a resident's home. Said the homeowner, get that cat out of here.
6:39, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Mostly cloudy skies today. We'll actually break 60 today. It's kind of cool. Right now, 49, and I guess tomorrow's going to be a wet mess. All that rain coming up from the Gulf.
Isn't it Zeta?
Zeta.
Yeah.
So let's see. Right now, it's 49 here at Cincinnati's Q102. Just giving you a heads up so you can plan ahead.
Yeah. So Jon Stewart, it's been 5 years since he left The Daily Show, and he is coming back to television. He is going to host a current affairs series for Apple streaming service, Apple Plus. Show has already been cleared for multiple seasons.
At first, I thought you said a current affair.
That's what I thought you said.
That show coming back?
They're bringing that back?
A current affairs series. Yeah. John is going to explore, here's the quote, exploring a host of topics at the center of both the national conversation and his own advocacy work. He has been busting his butt for the last 5 years working to help 9/11 first responders and American wounded vets.
Yes.
And doing some amazing things. I mean, remember when he testified in front of Congress?
Oh, that was powerful.
Ooh, he let him have it.
He sure did.
So good.
Yeah.
Unlike The Daily Show, the new show is going to feature hour-long episodes, and each one's going to be a deep dive into just one subject.
Hmm.
Now, we don't know what the title is. We don't know when it's going to premiere. It sounds like the episodes are going to be, it's not going to be a strict daily or weekly show. It's going to be kind of irregular and just pop up when needed or as needed.
On an as needed basis.
Right, or when one's ready. Or
when he's feeling inspired.
Right. But it'll be good to see him back. He's a pretty sharp guy.
Hmm. Well, congratulations to Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. They're engaged.
Yay.
I didn't even know they weren't. Yeah. Tim and I had the same reaction to that news.
Like, I thought they were married like 4 years ago.
So did I.
I thought they were engaged already. I didn't. Yeah.
They were just taking it really slow because I think they both went into the relationship kind of wounded and broken from their previous relationships with Miranda Lambert and then Gavin cheating on her. So they took it very slow.
Yeah, they were both fresh out of their previous marriages. You're talking about Gavin Rossdale and, of course, Blake to Miranda Lambert. This is actually going to be Blake's third marriage, but the two fell in love 5 years ago on the set of The Voice in 2015. Gwen is 51. Blake is 44.
Blake and Miranda, that was a very dramatic split. They both were, weren't they? Gwen's husband, wasn't he messing around with the babysitter?
For years, though. Yeah. It was one of those things that I believe was revealed that they had been, like,
it'd been going on behind their back for a while.
And then there was also a lot of speculation that Miranda was cheating on Blake with multiple different people.
That
was all speculation, but
never
confirmed. She has since remarried and moved on.
Yeah, she
has. Miranda Lambert?
Yeah. She's got, like, a really, like, hunky husband that she always post pictures of, like, the two of them making out, and I think he's in her newest video, like, her new music video.
Well, he's not in the business, is he?
No.
It seems like he's just a regular old Joe.
Some guy she met at a bar?
Yeah, wow. I think so. Something like that, I think, maybe.
Hmm.
The Dodgers beating the Rays last night.
Here's the final call.
Backwards, strike three! Dodgers have won it all in 2020!
There's a fake fan noise, correct?
Yeah.
Of course.
They had a few people there.
They did have a handful.
11,000.
Yeah. Something like that.
They were spread out, except for I did see some creepers coming down to, like, the lower level.
Which would be so tempting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers are his first time in 32 years after they lost to both the Astros in 2017 and the Red Sox in 2018. So the score was pretty tight the whole game. Rays seemed to shoot themselves in the foot. Their pitcher, Blake Snell, was pitching a scoreless game, but Rays manager Kevin Cash removed him after he gave up a hit in the sixth inning. At that point, Rays were up 1-0. Snell was not happy about being removed. His replacement relief pitcher, Nick Anderson, immediately gave up 2 runs, and the Rays were never able to come back.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Bad call.
But here's where it gets really wacky. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner was removed in the eighth inning after testing positive for COVID, which seemed appropriate given this crazy season.
And this information came during the game, huh?
Eighth inning.
Hmm.
Apparently, a lab was reviewing test results during the game, and as soon as the positive test was noticed, they alerted and the MLB, which had the Dodgers pull him.
Oh, wow.
Naturally, Turner was not with his teammates as they celebrated, and supposedly everyone on the team was tested when they returned to the hotel. No word if anyone else was infected, but Turner says he is feeling fine.
Because I heard they pulled him, but then he was on the field celebrating with the team, and speculation was they were operating under the assumption that it was a false positive, or there was some confusion as to whether or not he really was positive, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It was confusing to a lot of people. And something else that went down, too. Social media went a little nuts, wondering if Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred was drunk or having a stroke. Now, he spoke fine while presenting the World Series trophy to the Dodgers, but minutes later, while giving Corey Seager the series MVP trophy, he sounded like this.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
Wow.
Yeah, so what we're assuming happened was his earbud monitors were on a slight delay.
Yeah.
And this is something we're very familiar with in radio, because in radio we sometimes hear a delay in our headphones, and it's next to impossible to speak properly while hearing that.
It's so true.
So instead of ripping the buds out, like we've seen some singers do, or sometimes you'll see a reporter kind of like flick their earpiece out of their ear because it's distracting them with that slight delay. Sometimes you'll see personalities do that on live TV, but he just tried to power through it and continue, and that was the result.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's tough to ignore that.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jen?
No, I think that's it.
All right, that's your latest E! News for now. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, you're going to win something kind of fun.
And I am pulling it up right now.
No worries.
It's just loading a little slower than usual.
Yeah, you're good.
We're going to send you to the Cincinnati Museum Center to see the OmniMax film, Backyard Wilderness.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list. I want to see that.
I'll put you on here.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.